Yes, right. I've got. Am I switched on? And
can you hear me? Yes, good, fine, splendid, good. Good morning.
Good morning.
How lovely to see you again. Super, excellent, super. Now, I've all received a lovely welcome. It's really lovely. Our theme today is going to be what a friend. Now then, I did this the other week and it went down very well. And when I say what a friend, we've all got friends, haven't we? Yeah. So what I want us to do before we even start this morning, because the whole service is going to be based on friendship and you'll see why, I want you to turn to the person next to you, behind you, in front of you, and say, good morning, hello, good morning, good morning, good morning, hello, good morning. There we are, you see? There. Now that was easy, wasn't it? Yes. Yeah. I did that about 3 weeks ago. There was about 300 people, and one or two of them got up and did a little dance and things and thought, oh whoopee, you know. But anyway, so how lovely. So that's our theme today, and the reason I've chosen the theme of what a friend, and as you'll see from my order of service this morning, our reading is going to be what you know is Psalm 23, and you'll see why I've chose it as we go along. So we'll start, now we're all friends, we will start with our opening hymn, which is number 400 in your book. You can get it on the screen, I believe, don't you? Have a jolly good sing with Lead Us Heavenly Father, Lead Us, number 400. Thank you. I omitted to say, as we started our lovely sing, stand or sit, whichever's comfortable, but you'd already decided. Of course, it's only normal. I'm afraid my legs are a little bit... So stand or sit, or just do what you like. Okay. Splendid. It's a beautiful hymn, that, isn't it? And the words are lovely. Study them when you get home. Right, now we're going to spend some time in prayer this morning, and I want us to be deep in thought, if you like, because there is so much to think about and pray for. the world in which we live, it seems to have gone mad, doesn't it? There's people fighting and people, oh, terrible, terrible, terrible. And so we will just think of them and take time just to think of others. We're sitting here this morning in the sight of God, in God's house, in calm and quiet. But there are people who haven't got that luxury. And it shouldn't be a luxury, it should be normal, shouldn't it? So we will think of those as we go along. So let's just spend some time and peace. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for bringing us together.
With all those people who are in distress. There is so much of it. Heavenly Father, we know that the great thing of being safe, that beautiful word safe, is not for so many people. We think of all those people around the world where there are terrible conflicts. May they know your peace, your understanding, your calm. May the leaders of these countries understand that peace is the answer. We ask, Lord, just in a moment of quiet now, and for all here, we will think of perhaps those folks that we know personally that need our prayers this morning. For perhaps illness, sadly for bereavement. For whatever reason, let us just remember them in a few moments of quiet. Let us just be quiet now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for that such precious time of quiet. And we pray for all those people who do not know that lovely feeling of quiet. We pray for all leaders around the world that they may find wisdom and warmth. We pray, Lord, for the country that we live in. For those people in our country who are not as fortunate as we are. For all those people who have nowhere to go, nowhere to live, nothing to eat. May, Lord, that they find your comfort and know that we are with you. We think of the town in which we live, Lord. For the people who look after our well-being, for our doctors, for our nurses. May they know your strength in the decisions that they have to make. And for the people who have to attend, may they know your warmth in their distress. We think of the leaders of our community. May make the decisions that they make be of sound and loving understanding. It is, of course, Lord, the one thing that we know that you are, and that is our friend. You sent your dearly loved Son to be our friend, and what a friend we had. We know, Lord, that there are so many things that we could perhaps talk about for a long time, but you know what those concerns are. And it is with great feeling that we want you to understand that we do try and understand. The great word of called understand is such a big word. But we do hope, Lord, that you can show us that you understand, of course, but help us to understand even better for all the things that we ask for and pray for. We know, Lord, that you are always with us. And may you, Lord, as we offer you that beautiful prayer that you have taught us, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And we say Amen. 'Tis a wondrous prayer, isn't that? Very warming. I can tell my time by it in the morning, at 6:15 every morning when my wife and I are having tea, we say the Lord's Prayer. Because it just says everything, doesn't it? Right. Keep our lungs going this morning. We'll now have another little beautiful song, beautiful hymn. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Number 746. For you, if you've got a book like I have, and it's on your screen, so thank you. That's a lovely hymn as well, isn't it? Beautiful words. Have another read of that when you get home. I think I may have said this before, but I know I say it everywhere I go. If you, for some reason, can't just put your hand on your Bible, just pick up your hymn book and open it and read what is in front of you, because we sing so many hymns, such beautiful words and tunes, do we really study what the words are? I mean, verse 2 here, have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble everywhere? We should never be discouraged, but take it to the Lord in prayer. Isn't it magnificent? It's all we've got to do. If you're feeling a little troubled one morning, take it to the Lord in prayer. You will find your solace. Right. Our reading this morning, of course, we all know it. Psalm 23. Do we all know it? Do we really study the words? And I've deliberately picked our theme today and Psalm 23. And as we go and I do a little talk about the reading, you will see exactly what I mean, hopefully. I had somebody said to me yesterday, Colin, oh, when you come and do our service, you never use the word sermon. I said, no, it tends to put people to sleep. They prefer the word talk, and I totally agree. I totally agree, and that's what I do. Right, Psalm 23. Now, as you know, one or two Bibles, I've got about eight Bibles at home and bits and pieces, and the wording of Psalm 23 is often quite different in some of them, but the basis is still the same. And this one, I think you'll find, you'll know exactly what. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, you'll find out why I love the word shepherd in a minute, and I always use this Psalm 23 at this time of year and into March. That's a clue, isn't it? Right? March, shepherd. Yeah, who said that? Very intelligent. Yeah. I'm glad you're with us, yes? Well done. Yes, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honour to his name. Even when I walk through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of mine enemies. You welcome me as a guest, anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. These are magnificent, magnificent words, aren't they? And you see, there is different little... Do I see you just following it? And it's slightly different in your... Yes, it's different ways of putting it together, but the message from Psalm 23 is exactly the same. It's really lovely, and we'll study it in a little while as we go along. Now we're going to have another sing. I like singing, it's good, isn't it? We're going to sing Bind Us Together, Lord. Now, I don't know how often you perhaps sing this. Can anybody remember the last time they sung it?
I haven't done that long ago. Probably 8 weeks ago,
I think. Oh, really? Oh, right, okay, right.
We have sung it quite
a bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I often feel if we could take ourselves to a troubled area and just stand there, all of us this morning, and sing, Bind Us Together. They probably wouldn't know the meaning of the word. They'd forgotten what it means. You imagine in terrible places where they're persecuted, like the Ukraine. And they would love to hear, Bind Us Together, Lord, Bind Us Together, but nobody will listen to them, will they? Such a shame. So, as we sing this, just think of people who cannot even meet in a hall without being persecuted, even in this day and age in which we live. It would be so lovely if everybody in the world could bind together, wouldn't it? It would be so, so nice. So shall we sing number 54? Thank you. See, and that was binding us together, wasn't it? Do we all feel bonded this morning? I do hope so. Because where a few are gathered together, I'm not saying you're a few, but where a few are gathered together, beautiful little saying that is, I use it often. Now, we're going to have a, excuse me, we're going to have another little prayer time. And there will be some quiet moments in this because I really want you to really deeply think about anybody you know in great need, who sadly is not very well. I will just tell you a little this afternoon, when I leave here, I'm going to a Thanksgiving lunch. The lady there, her husband sadly passed away 3 months ago, and I helped with the funeral. I did the funeral. I'm not sure whether it's did, officiated, whatever, but I did the funeral. And it was all written down. He wanted to have a Thanksgiving service at a later date, and that's today. And his wife said, oh, it'd be lovely to have a lunch in their house, and we're going to be there. There'll be a couple of dozen people. I'm not quite sure where she's going to put them all, but we're going to be there. And he wanted it to be very casual and very light-hearted, hence why I've got no tie on, I've got orange socks, and I'm entering into the spirit. And lovely. And of course, always remember, it's not what you wear, is it? It's who you are and what you are. So never worry about your clothes. If you want to wear bright pink jumpers and orange trousers, please get on with it. I love bright colours. So we'll spend some time now in quiet. And as I say, anybody you wish to just call out, and we can pray with you. If there's anybody you know in your own personal life that is needing prayers, please share it with us. So shall we just pray quietly? Heavenly Father, we thank you again for quiet time this morning. And Lord, we would ask you to listen to us this morning as we know you will. For all those people known to us here in these dear folks in God's house that need your comfort, your warmth alongside them. I personally think of Mary this afternoon, who is remembering her dear husband, Jack. And we shall celebrate his lovely life. As you know, he were a great, great friend of yours. So may that go very well. May she be comforted and warmed by the collection of folks around her. Lord, if there's anybody here who would like us to share in their times of thought, then you know who they are, and perhaps they may share. But if not, Lord, we are going to spend some time in quiet just to think about, as we did a little earlier, the world in which we live, the community in which we live, for the people involved in where we live. So let us just take this time in quiet now. Thank you, Lord, for listening to our time of quiet and prayer. For those lovely private moments that folks share with you. They know that you understand and you listen. It's such a wondrous thing that we can share the greatest friend that we will ever have. Lord, we give thanks for this wonderful house of yours here, for God's house, for the work that goes on here, for the leadership, for the understanding and the reaching out. We thank you, Lord, for this. I think just this morning of where I come from my Salvation Army and all the work that we do, and may they know your warmth and guidance. Lord, I think of the people who are having a hard time here in Kettering, for those homeless people, for the people you know that need help. May, Lord, that when we know where we are, we know that you are there as well. It is a wondrous thing to be able to say, I am at peace. But as we said earlier in our deep thoughts, Lord, we think of those who have no peace. It is a great honour that we can sit in quiet and be thankful. We know, Lord, we all have our moments of distress and worry and concern, and can we manage, can we this? But we are so blessed to have you as our friend. And as we have said many times, take our lives and let them be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Such a warm and loving feeling. And we give thanks this morning that we are here with you, we gather and we can worship in your name. And we ask this in your loving, loving, loving Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I say amen. Ah, right. Now then, the dreaded talk. No. But isn't it lovely, as we've said about people with concerns, you know, I just had a little jest today. We can have these little jests and things, and there's so many folks who cannot. Just a shame. But we won't dwell on that, because we're going to talk a little bit about it. Now then, I'll have a quick slurp first. Thank you. Ah, very nice. Yes, the 23rd Psalm. Now, as it was echoed just now, the reason I chose it this time of year, shepherds. Now, there are obviously the reasons. There's some very busy people round about February, March and April called farmers, aren't there? My goodness, I have a great admiration for farmers, how they do what they do out in all the cold and the wet and the 24 hours a day and lambing. A friend of mine down in Sussex does exactly that as well. It's his father now is unfortunately not very well, but his son runs the farm, and it's mainly sheep, cows and things. I don't understand much about it, but I have been there when there was lambing on, a fascinating thing to watch. And he is a shepherd. Magnificent to watch. He's out with his dog and they, what do they call it, herd together or bring together all these sheep, and they've got about 600 of them all wandering about, and he gets all this under control, and he has an extremely busy time of year coming on. And we are all shepherds, aren't we? Because we are all of a flock. We are all part of God's flock, are we not? And we all need shepherding from time to time, do we not? Would anybody like to say no, they don't? There won't be anybody. Exactly. The Lord is my shepherd. And I think we should all try and remember that, because the next few words say, the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. Now, that's a big statement, because we're all human. We probably think sometimes I could perhaps need a bit more of this or a bit more of that. But we don't really. I often get people say to me about the subject, and I said, we don't need anything really. I know one of my dear friends down in Worthing, I suspect you remember, I go there a lot, and he's got some young teenagers now, and he says, always says to me, they need everything. I said, well, it depends what you mean by everything. But I said, if you start with your love, oh, he says, yes, and it's quite right. If you've got love and warmth around you, what more do you need? There is another word, and it can follow into that, and that's, we're all safe, aren't we? We sit here perfectly safe this morning, and we have everything we need. So the Lord is your shepherd, and he can give you everything you need. He can rest you in green meadows. Now, I know my friend, as I was just saying about with the sheep, he sometimes thinks, oh, I'd love to have a lay down and a sleep, because sometimes he will work for 24 hours non-stop. There's no end to it. If he gets 100 lambs all lambing at once, and he's got to rush about all over the place, but it's what he loves to do. And what he loves, that he'll say to me many, many times, I love to see new life. Isn't that wonderful? He's a very warm man. He could probably sit here and do what I do quite easily. But he'd only have one subject, and that would be shepherds and sheep. He wouldn't know where to start. But that's no bad thing, isn't it, if you don't know where to start? Because as friends, and you come together with your friend Jesus, if you don't know where to start, just ask. Ask Jesus. Ask God. Ask the person next to you, where do I start to do this? And a lot of us have been in that situation. I have, I know. And sometimes you think, oh, have I got the courage? Do you think I ought to ask? Just sit quietly and ask Jesus. He'll give you the answer. You might not think so, but next day you think, oh, I did that. Oh, yes, I asked for help yesterday. I've had that many times. People often say, well, Connie, how do you know that? I said, I know. Can bring forth a little saying of, oh, ye of little faith, can't it? But don't think on that too often. But sometimes perhaps it might be worth thinking about. He leads me beside peaceful streams. Has anybody had a little walk by a stream lately, or a pond or a lake? I know it's not been the weather. But in the spring and summer, it's a very pleasant thing to do, isn't it? When I've got a moment, we've got River Arun down in Worthing where I should be there in a fortnight's time. But I love to go out, you know, when Foxton Locks? I adore that place, because you can just sit there on the side of them, watch the barge, the long boats, is it, going by and people going about, and a complete peace. And whenever I go to Foxton Locks, I take my Bible with me, and I do no end of readings there, because it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to sit by water and reflect on yourself. I do it on Worthing Promenade, and the tide's coming in and out, and it's God's creation, isn't it? And I often think, my goodness me, and I can be completely at peace. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. And if you don't realise that he renews your strength, yes, he does. You get up in the morning, as we all do, you're quite normal, I can assure you. You go, oh, yeah, it's Monday, isn't it? Yeah. And then about an hour later, when you've had a shower or something and breakfast, you think, oh, my goodness me, your strength is renewed. Now, I know where that strength comes from. It's not from your Weetabix or your whatever it is. And every morning, take time, take 15 minutes, as wife and I do, every morning, and we're at peace. She has her peace, I have mine, and we think. And I know that that's where my day comes from. I get on with what I know I want to do. And it's a lovely time in your life when you can get on and do things you want to do, not to do the things you've been told to do. That's a very warming thing, that is. But the Lord knows that, and if you let him get on with it, you will be all right. He guides me along right paths. Well, sometimes that's difficult, isn't it, when you're walking along the street and there's car parked all over the pavement and whatever it is, they can't help it and blah, blah, blah. But walking along the right path, in other words, your path in life, where you're going, and he will guide you. Even if you might be, I don't know, a hospital appointment. Dentist, which I had to go the other day, not my favourite place, bless him, lovely man, but he led me along the path, and we all get there, and things, if you put your complete faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that will help you. That will do it. Bring honour to his name. Well, you just do it, don't you? Because if anybody needs any honour, we know Jesus. We know Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even when I walk through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close to me. By Jove. Now, I'll just share this with you. 4 weeks ago, I was at a hospital in Sussex. With this lady and the gentleman was extremely poorly, and he was on end-of-life care and such like. And he said to me, oh, Colin, he said, would you read Psalm 23 with me? I said, of course. I said, would you like me to read it? I mean, I can more or less, most of us can sort of do it by word, but he said, oh, could we read it? Well, he couldn't do it. And I said, I'll read it to you. So I got my Bible and I read it, and I held his hand, and we recited the Lord's Prayer. We got just towards the end, and do excuse me when I tell you this, and he passed away. Wasn't that a beautiful moment? That was, I shall never forget it for the rest of my life. But he was so brave through the shadow of the pallet of death. It was a wonderful experience, and I'm going to share it with lots of people from here on, because it was the most wonderful moment. And his wife, oh, she went, hallelujah, she went, my goodness me. And it was what he wanted, and I shall never forget that. It's a lovely little story, and I'm going to share it with everywhere I go, because the Lord is your shepherd, and he is now shepherding. He's been promoted to glory, he's in peace. And what a wonderful thing. I will not be afraid, for you are close to me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Well, they do, because his strength is there. His rod is firm around you. Never forget it. So it's only a short psalm, this, isn't it? But there's a lot of meaning. As I said about the hymns, go home and read it again later. Really, really, really good. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of mine enemies. Woohoo! That's a strong line, that one. What he's doing actually is preparing you to gather together to bring people presence of mind, bring them a feast of understanding. In the presence of my enemies, you welcome me as a guest, anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Well, I'm sure this morning we must all be blessed. We're blessed to be here. I'm blessed to be here. That I assure you. It's a wondrous thing when you think you can go along and the Lord God, through his wonderful Son, Jesus Christ, is anointing you all the time. You might not think so sometimes, but I can assure you that he does. I have people say to me, how can you be so definite? I said, I just know that it's right. I know it is correct. It's a wonderful thing to have that around you. Another just a little thing I think of. I use the M25. Oh, who goes on the M25? Yeah, I do very often. But anyway, but it's not as bad as you make out. But when I get on it, and I just say, I come off at the junction in Northampton onto the M25, and I say, "Thank you, Lord, do keep me safe." And I know through that journey that I am kept safe. You must trust the Lord your God at all times, because he does anoint you with oil and keeps you safe with his blessings at all times. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life. Well, just at the end of Psalm 23, it takes you back through it, because that's what he will do. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life. I personally think that's better than a hot water bottle. It's lovely. The warmth that that just gives you. And I will live in the house of the Lord forever. My goodness me. We had a conversation at the Army the other week of all about different things, and somebody said to me, they said, "What do you think it will be like when you get into the house of the Lord?" And it just came out, I said, "Magnificent." He said, "Well, what do you think it might be like?" I said, "It'll be very peaceful." And I said, "It could probably be very jolly as well, perhaps." Because I said, anybody who can bring together all the people that are in the house of the Lord God now. If you can imagine Jesus when he did the feeding of the 5,000. That's a lot of people, isn't it? Well, there's a lot of people in the house of the Lord. And all those people who were fed, when he fed the 5,000, they all were at peace, and they all understood what was going on, and then none of them went without. And I think that's what it's going to be like. We will never go without when you love the Lord Jesus Christ. So always remember, the Lord is your shepherd. You have everything you need by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. He lets you rest in his meadows. He takes you beside peaceful streams. And do try that. Go somewhere where there's lovely boating and water going on and people just at rest. And believe me, you will feel at rest. If you can nip down, what's the nearest here to probably Hunstanton or somewhere, the nearest seaside, isn't it, to here? Pop along. Takes about an hour and a half in the car. I did it a few weeks ago. And just to see that water and sit quietly on the prom. You don't have to do anything else. So I'm going to finish there. But I want you just to think about what I've said, and when you get home, read the 23rd Psalm again, read the hymns that we've sung, because in a moment we're going to finish with "In Christ Alone My Hope Is Found." Now, I got told off this morning, very, very nicely and politely it was, the best telling off I've ever had, because wherever I go I'm known for "How Great Thou Art," it's always my last hymn. But I changed it to my other second favourite, "In Christ Alone." And the reason I love "In Christ Alone," because that says it, doesn't it? In Christ alone, that is it. You are in Christ alone. And if you are on your own, just think of Christ and you will be fine. So I hope that's sort of given you things to think about. Perhaps made you feel a little warmer. Perhaps you hadn't looked at it quite like that before. Somebody will probably say something to me tomorrow, and I'll go, "Oh, I never thought of that." But just think, if you're troubled or you've got a bit up and worried about something, sit down, open your Bible and read Psalm 23. Right. Shall we sing? Now, it's 1072. I'll get it on your screen, but I've announced it. In Christ alone my hope is found. God bless you all. Thank you. As you leave this place, always remember that you are never alone. Jesus, your friend, is always with you. Amen. I say, Amen. God bless you all.